Shankaracharya he made some explanation of Brahma Sutra. Sharirak Bhashya, Brahma Sutra Bhashyam. And his Bhashya was known for Advaita. His philosophy was Advaita. No shape, no shakti, power, no vishesh, nirvishesh, abhyakta anadi. These all of negative ideas. But what he was, he never given any explanation. He told that he has no shape, Brahma. Only one, what? Brahma satyam, jagat mithya, jivo brahma ivanapara. That whole world is false. Only Brahma is satya, but he is powerless. No, nothing in him. And that is called Advaita Bhadharmayabad. After that, Ramanuj came and cut his all arguments. All arguments. Ramanujacharya. He told that, oh, this is not the idea of Vedas. These are the against of Vedas. We should not follow this. Only demon can follow. That Supreme Personality of God has no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing. So any Vedic person cannot accept this. He cutted his all arguments. And he told his darshanic siddhanta, philosophy, this is the Advaita. All lakhs of lakhs jivas and lakhs of lakhs world. These are the visheshan of visheshya.
Adjective of
noun.
And Supreme Personality of Brahma has attributes. Oh, koti and crores of jivas has come from and this world. So, with world, with jivas, of Supreme Personality of Brahma is there. So he called his philosophy Vishuddha, no, Shuddha, Vishishtadvaita. His, what was his avidheya, practice, O bhakti. What was his prayojan, O the service of the lotus feet of Narayan. But he accepted form of Narayan, O bhakti also, attributes also, power also. And he rejected the philosophy of Mayavad philosophy, Advaitavad. And after that, Madhvacharya came. He also, he founded one portion of the Vedas, like Vishuddha Dvaita. Dvaita. There are five Dvaita. What? Differences between
Brahma
and Jiva. Jivas and Jivas. And from Jivas to?
Inner.
And from that Maya to? Jiva. Thus Jiva to Brahma. Five. What you should tell? What five differences? Quickly, quickly. In a moment.
Madhvacharya, he established Dvaitavad, the philosophy of dualism. That there are five types of difference. There is a difference between Brahma and Jiva. There is a difference between Brahma and Maya. There is a difference between Jiva and Maya. There is a difference between Jiva and Jiva. And between different manifestations of Maya and Maya also different. So five types of difference. This is called Dvaitavad.
After that, his practice is vast, bhakti. And he, prayojan? The service of Supreme Lord in the shape of Vasudev. Vasudev who? Having some?
Starting
stage. So he, his form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took. And then, Nimbark. What is the meaning of Nimbark? What he told, or Nimbaditya. Vishuddha भेदाभेद बट स्वाभाविकी नेचुरल. He told that Brahma has bikrat and from Brahma jivas and all whole world is has coming. But Mahaprabhu not like this. And then also Nimbaditya Vishuddha Dvait Advait Shuddha Shuddha Dvait. Oh, he is alone Advait Advitiyam but with there are several jivas. Oh, so many parikars, father, mother, everyone there. His dham is there, but all are there, but Advait. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He took the essence of all. And Vedas Sarvadeshik Bhav moves. Not only partly, but fully he took all the Vedas of mood. And he discovered Achinta Veda Bhed. What is Achinta Veda Bhed? From Krishna. This world and jivas has not come from Krishna, but for his energy. So Shakti Parinam Bhad he took. All has not come from Krishna himself, but from the power of Krishna. And that is why he accepted Parinam Bhad. What is Parinam? Shakti Parinam.
Transformation of Shakti.
So he also cut the argument of Nimbark. What? Oh, Bheda Bhed, Swabhavi. And thus he founded Achinta Veda Bhed. We cannot imagine by the mental extrapolation, but through the Veda's words. Amnaya. Accept Vedas are word accepted by our Guru Parampara. And he established this abyss of Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan. And practice what? First Vaidhi Bhakti and then Radhanuga Bhakti. And by that, you can achieve Braj Prema. And this is the supreme goal of our life. So if anyone accepting this, he is in the line of Vyas. And we should try to realize all that. Anyhow, you should know in essence that a Krishna Bhakti, what Bhakti? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought from Golok Vrindavan. Gopi Prem. This is the goal of our life. And we should accept. And then our Vyas Puja is complete. Otherwise, Shankaracharya, the followers of Shankaracharya, they worship Vyas, but they don't follow Vyas. Anavagata Syat. Vyas was ignorant that he wrote Anandamaya Abhyasa and he rejected. So this is not the service of any Guru. A disciple must obey his Gurudev. He served his Gurudev, but serving Gurudev anyhow, outwardly, but cutting the argument and teachings of Gurudev, this is not a duty of a job of any disciple. And Shankaracharya did. Why he did? Because Narayan told to him to save him from demons. And he told that, you should preach in this world that, you are Brahma. Am Brahmasmi. Sarvam khalu iddam. Brahma. Pragyanam Brahma. Tattam asi, like this. So, there are so many things to discuss. But anyhow, try to know this. That if you want to help in this world, accept high class of Guru, transcendental Guru, who knows Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Puran, Ved, Shastra. He can remove our doubts. And he practically chants the name, Harinam Sankirtanam. Falling Tina Dapi Suni Chena. All the practices he follows. From Vyas, Narada and all. And he serves Gurudev. And he glorifies his Gurudev in the world, whole world. Like we see, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, our Gurudev, you see, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or like Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, my Gurudev, everything. So if you want to follow, you can be happy. Gaur Premanand. Thank you to what name? Janaki. Also his daughter. And what name? Oh, very good name, Ramesh. Rama Isha. You know Rama? Who is Rama? Rama is Radhika. Rama is Vaikuntheshwari, but even or at the main or Rama is Radhika. So you are Ramesh Das. Oh, and you should follow our teaching, what I told you. I have given you some mantra. Try to follow. You also, you are the daughter of Janaki. Huh? I want that always you should have this Tulsi Mala in your neck. And also, oh, you should recite the mantra what has been given. And I'm very happy to meet his father and mother and sister. Oh, they are very religious persons. I never thought that they will be like this. So much thanks for his father, mother and sister and all the family. Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
अतिमर्थचरित्रायुक्तासितानन्दसारे जीवदुःखे सदाताय नामसे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीश्रीमद्भक्तिसिद्धान्तसरस्वती नाम श्रीवासवान्मी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्णसम्बन्धविज्ञानदायिने माधुर्योज्ज्वलप्रेमाद्य श्रीरूपानुग भक्तिद श्रीरूपानुग
श्रीगौरकरुणाशक्ति
विग्रहाय टुडे इज द बर्थ डेट ऑफ जगत गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद शिष्यमत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर बैक टू हिम No one came to Eastern countries or
Western
countries. They never crossed ocean and they never liked it. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur ordered Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati that not only in Bengal, not only in India. I want that we should preach Krishna consciousness like Narad. Huh? How Narad like?
All universes. Oh,
crossing all oceans here and there, making whole world in one globe. So he ordered and he predicted that prithvi jato ache nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mur naam. And he told very soon so many Western devotees white and Indian devotees black both will meet. And they will together dance, doing kirtan here and there. And they will preach in our whole world the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harinam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Now we are seeing. He told that very soon, 500 devotees, Western are coming. And we Indian all, we will dance and sing and preach everywhere. Now it is going on. But who did it? Srila Prabhupada. He wished. And he told Swamiji. Before this, he ordered his three disciples. And they went to England. Shri Bhakti Hridaya Bhan Maharaj,
Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Pradipta Ritha Maharaj, and so many. So they went to England, and they met there the King of England. He was perhaps at that time Minister of Indian Affairs. Minister of Indian Affairs, not King, but he went and they met with that King, Panchan George, who was there. And they told this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They met with so many highly cultured persons and high rank of persons. So it was not preached. And then he wished, everywhere it should be preached. And then he told that you should be ready to preach in this country. Then my Gurudev Maharaj, he told, he initiated, sannyas and told that now you can go and preach everywhere. And then he came to Western countries to fulfill the order of his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, because he personally told to go and preach. And that is why he came. And in a new style of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Nagar Sankirtan, doing Hare Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara. And he met with hippies and made them happy. So from lower class he began. And thus, very soon, couple of years, met so many disciples, girls and new girls and boys. And those who came from India to make money, and they were studying high class of
engineering,
doctoring and other things. Or he called them also, if you like meat, I will give you. Oh, in boardings, I will supply everything. But you should once chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So thus, and he preached very soon everywhere. I think that his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, must be very happy and pleased. So, I think that the mission of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, was fulfilled when everywhere preached. But something Western devotees and Eastern in Australia and others, they became so weak if there is no strong personality to save them, to protect them and to associate them. They become very easy for, become very
weak.
And they can give up everything. They can come down. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati never wanted this. We should be very strong and preach everywhere. Don't fall down. Try to be some householder to Raghunath, like Raghunath Das Goswami, not like a renounce order from
down. That's to the householder.
So we should always remind. You know that he took birth in Puri, Jagannath Puri. And it is said for him, Utkale Bhavishyati.
Utkale Purushottama.
Purushottam Kshetra, any high class of devotees will come. And he will come in a very high class of devotees.
Family.
And that became, when Prabhupada was born, he took birth. But there were some sons of Jagyapavi and Tilak and other things. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur told that any Mahapurusha has come and he may preach of our whole body. And he did so. He was very bold. No compromise it. Sajiya Sakhi Bheki Mayavadi or anyone. He used to be alone. The whole world one side and he never used to compromise with anyone. Or Guru Maharaj also, and I also want to do it. Never to compromise with anyone if he is not in pure bhakti. Our line is like so. Like Baladeva Prabhu, like Jiva Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, like all others. And in the line, anyone can follow them. And they can have bhakti. Oh, Prabhupada has so many. He has told that if anyone is chanting Hari name, then he is taking darshan of Krishna, no harm. To chant Hari name and to take darshan and to serve Krishna is same thing. That I told.
But then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is saying
to chant Krishna's name, Maha Mantra, this is none different from taking darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
So you should not worry for darshan, that when darshan will come. Try to take darshan of Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu in their names. I think that name is more powerful and merciful than Krishna himself. Then why to worry? Because we had no faith. And that is why you worry. Otherwise, we can see everything. When he was a boy of 16 years, he was master of astrology in whole Bengal or whole India. And at that time, the governor of Bengal and there, when he was master of astrology, all Bengal astrologers and high class of cultured learned person, they gave a title to him, Saraswati, Siddhanta Saraswati. But it was only for astrology and others, not for bhakti, because they don't knew that what is bhakti. But after that, automatically it became bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But at that time, I think in whole world he was the greatest philosopher. Greatest. In all kinds of four class of Vaishnava or Mayavadi, even never any Mayavadi came to discuss anything to him. They used to fear him very much. He published all the Vedic and Bhakti literature. If he was not there at that time, then the literature of Bhakti Vinod, 100 books, were lost. And then Ashutosh Mukherjee, at that time governor of Bengal, in the time of
Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur.
No. In the time of
British period,
he kept a seat in Bengal University,
Calcutta University,
only one university in Bengal, Odisha and Bihar, only one. And he kept that seat only for me. But he told, I am not come in this world to count the stars of sky and the dust of beaches, ocean sands. I have not come for it. I have come to help worldly persons that they have forgotten Krishna, I will help them. And he told, if anyone is helping any person to be a devotee, for he is more superior than anyone who makes so many colleges, schools, charitable hospital, or so many things. So, if you are preaching and helping one person to be a pure devotee, then this is a high class of mercy to God. He also told so many things, but today also there is birthday of disappearance of Gaur Gimanda Maharaj. He was a pure devotee, very bold. I know he was so bold. He met with me and he liked my all books. And that is why he told that his devotees that you can associate with Narayan Maharaj if you want bhakti. And that is why his almost all disciples, they came to me and helping them. I must help them. So, in his the life history of Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, our Radhakanta Prabhu will speak something about him. Oh, he was very brave, very bold. I heard his one tape that any guru, any devotee, even chanting, and big mala here,
mota,
and every 5 kilos of
big bag,
it will not do. If he is but
duplicity.
If he has duplicity,
hypocrisy,
politics,
criticizing Vaishnavas, so he is even not Vaishnav. What to tell of Guru? And that is why he told everywhere boldly that we should not follow all these gurus and Vaishnavas. We should be in high class of association of Vaishnava and guru like Bhagavat, that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, the qualification of guru. I know that for this reason he used to tell everything truth and following our guru parampara line. So almost all, they came against him. They warned him not to go in England or France or Australia here, and they banned on him. Also they were wanting to banning on his son, but he was not such a coward person that he will be controlled by anyone. Also, what I have written, and Jiva Goswami and others, he accepted. But Jiva has never come from Golok Vrindavan, never. It is absurd. And ISKCON persons were all devotees against me. And then he made a book, pamphlet, that it is absurd that any Jiva can forget Krishna and he can fall down from there. So they are all wrong. And he used to tell this very boldly everywhere. Also, they wanted to ban on him that he should not speak on Radha, Gopis, and Braja Prem or Braja pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna. But he was not controlled. He has written so many pastimes of Krishna like this. And he used to quote all these examples of Raspanchadhyayi, Bhramar Geet and some other things, because he was born Vaishnav. From birth he was Vaishnav. And he practiced from his boyhood all these things. So he was totally in my line, or I may be in his line. Not only this, he was in Rupanuga Vaishnav line. So I also, very boldly, I tell the Harikatha past tense of Krishna. Otherwise, if we cannot do, then this Harikatha will go away from whole world, and world will be like zero then. Vaidhi Bhakti cannot control Krishna. We should know what is Raganuga Bhakti, what is the love and affection to Krishna, like Brajavasi. That is why in Chaitanya Chaitamrita boldly it has been told. But if I am not telling, then all will be like crows and camels and all other dogs. So he wrote, those who have noticed, for them I am not writing. They will not read themselves. And those who have taste, like kokil, kakubar, oh, they will come and they will read and they will taste all these things. So many things he has told. Especially he told that we should always associate with high class of Vaishnava who are not criticizing any Vaishnava, not doing offenses in any Vaishnava, no policy, no duplicity like this. So we should try to follow all these things and then we can have Krishna. Gaur Prema Anande. We will glorify Srila Prabhupada and him in the house of in the evening.
Taruni.
Taruni. And now we will give Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.